The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations says there's evidence that hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians have been interrogated and forcibly deported to Russian filtration camps. Linda Thomas-Greenfield made that claim during a U.N. Security Council meeting late yesterday in what she's described as a series of horrors. Russia is denying the allegation. Michelle Kellerman is covering the story for NPR, and she joins us now from Washington. Michelle, welcome.
Hi, Peter.
And let's start with these so-called filtration camps. What is a filtration camp, and how are Ukrainians allegedly ending up there?
Well, you know, this is a system that Russia has used before in Chechnya to filter out those who were deemed a threat to Russia. Now they seem to be doing the same thing in areas that they occupy in Ukraine. Declassified U.S. intelligence reports indicate that the Russians are collecting biometric data about Ukrainians, taking their passports, interrogating them. Those who are seen as resisting Russia's occupation have been deported against their will. Some have disappeared and little is known about their fates. Thomas Greenfield showed this map of where some of these things are happening. That was sort of new yesterday, and showing that some of these Ukrainians are ending up very far afield in Russia's Far East.
She also went so far as to say that it is a war crime and that thousands of children have been moved to Russia, 1,800 kids in July alone. What do we know about that, and are they with their families?
Well, I mean, human rights groups have documented many cases of children separated from their families and taken to orphanages in Russia. Thomas Greenfield cited some examples in her remarks to the Security Council. She says international observers should be let in to see what's happening, and the UN is calling for that, too. One thing I should note, Peter, that's new. The Biden administration says that officials in Vladimir Putin's government are actually overseeing this campaign.
Well, Russia's ambassador to the UN is saying that the charges are a disinformation campaign, but he's also not denying that some Ukrainians are ending up in Russia. What else are we hearing from the Russians?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Vasily Nebenzia says that some Ukrainians travel to Russia freely, and that they're, you know, going through registration, not a filtration procedure. He's been criticizing the U.S. for bringing these things up in the Security Council, and he wants instead to focus on Russian arms sales to, not Russian arms sales, but American arms shipments to the Ukrainians. He says that that's that the Americans and the West are fighting a proxy war against Russia, and that's what he wants to focus on. So kind of deflecting and denying these allegations.
Michelle, while we have you here, Secretary of State Antony Blinken paid a surprise visit to Kyiv today. We know he met with President Zelensky, also visited a hospital. What else did we hear from the Secretary of State today?
Well, he announced a new big aid package, more howitzers, more HIMARS for the Ukrainians who are fighting, carrying out a counteroffensive against the Russians in the south and the east of the country. And he also announced that the U.S. intends to provide another $2 billion to bolster the security of Ukraine in the long term and countries in the region. But as you mentioned, he went to this children's hospital. He also toured the suburb of Irpin, that's near Bucha, where many reports of atrocities early in the war. So he saw some of these bombed out buildings. He heard firsthand accounts from local officials, and he talked about the need for accountability. He really wanted to show kind of the human side to this war ahead of the UN General Assembly in New York, where the war in Ukraine is expected to be a major topic.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman, thank you very much.
Thank you.